This past Christmas, I received a thoughtful gift from one of our deaconesses, our beloved deaconess. And among the gifts, I received two bookmarks. The first one had the words, 예수 사랑, translating to Christ's love. And the second had the words, 오직 예수, meaning only Christ. 이번 주 크리스마스 때 제가 아는 집사님께서 선물을 받았습니다. 뭘 받았냐면, 죄송하지만 이건 한국 단어로 모르지만 영어로는 bookmark이에요, bookmark. 이 bookmark 적혀져 있는 메시지는 예수 사랑. 그리고 이 bookmark에는 오직 예수라고 적혀져 있습니다. 이해 다 됐죠? Oh, amen. I was so blessed to receive this gift because I know that 집사님 is a woman of God who loves and trusts him for many years. 이 선물을 받고 제가 많은 은혜를 받았습니다. 왜냐하면 집사님은 아주 오랜 시간 동안 하느님을 사랑하고 믿은 분이시기 때문입니다. There is, for me, and I'm sure for you, a special impact when our spiritual fathers and our spiritual mothers endure many seasons and trials and yet still affirm to all generations 예수 사랑 and 오직 예수. This declaration strengthens the confidence of all generations. Amen? This is why the Apostle John says all that he says for the church. For Apostle John is around 90 years old. And for him, everyone is like a little child to him. John has experienced the many ups and downs, the highs and the lows of life. Later, he would face exile to the small Greek island called Patmos. There in a cave, he lives cut off from those he loves, enduring cruelty and reproach. And yet, John steadfastly affirms to all generations of the church, 예수 사랑 and 오직 예수. Brothers and sisters, this confidence in Christ's love is the goal of our discipleship. And so discipleship is truly for all generations. We serve, we pray over, allocate our time and our resources so that every Christian can say throughout every season of their life, 예수 사랑 and 오직 예수. Brothers and sisters, have you personally encountered God's love this morning? Can you confidently declare 오직 예수 and 예수 사랑 based upon your experience of his love? This question underscores the essence of our discipleship across all generations, to acquaint them with the profound love of Jesus Christ, for without this love, our life lacks meaning. And even our well-intended good works for the Lord may be perceived as acts of manipulation to fulfill our own desires if we do not have Christ's love. And so, for my first point, the call of discipleship is grounded upon the commandment of love. 첫째 제자의 부르심은 사랑의 계명에 뿌리를 둡니다. John embodies the message of love by calling Christians beloved. Or in another translation, those whom I deeply love. Everything that John is about to say afterwards is in the context of love. And so in verse 7, John says, Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have heard, that you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. John tells Christians, you've known this commandment from the beginning of your conversion. What is this commandment? It's written all throughout the scriptures. It is to love God and neighbor as we love ourselves. This is the old commandment. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40, Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depends on all the law and the prophets." In other words, the way that we love God and the way that we love one another must reflect the way that we love ourselves. And the underlying assumption is that you love yourself well. You are to feed your bodies, properly clothe your bodies, work out your bodies, put your bodies to work and provide rest for your bodies. And not just your bodies, we are to care for our mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Why? Because we naturally love ourselves. And from it, we love God, we love our family members, and our neighbors. But the sad truth is I and you have met a lot of different people with different personalities and experiences. Some people love themselves too much and love others too little. Others seemingly know how to love others better than they know how to love themselves. And even more tragic, there are some who neither know how to love themselves or others. Why is this the case? The Bible tells us that sin warps our ability to love ourselves, God, and our neighbors. Your love and my love needs saving. This is where the Apostle John points to the newness of this commandment. He says in verse 8, "At the same time, it is a new commandment that I'm writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining." Love now has a new discipler, and his name is Jesus Christ. In John chapter 13, Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another." Love no longer depends upon the way that I love myself. Love no longer depends on the way that you love yourself, but the way that Christ has loved us. And so the most obvious question is, how has Christ loved us? He has loved us with sacrificial love. The pinnacle of the sacrifice, that this sacrificial love is seen in his death on the cross for our sins. With everlasting love, Jesus' love never ends and never reaches the bottom. Jeremiah 31:3. He loved us personally. He knows us intimately and cares for each individual. John chapter 10, verses 14. His love is redemptive. Jesus' love brings redemption and forgiveness, restoring our relationship with God and with one another. Ephesians 1:7. His love guides us. Jesus' love leads us to the paths of righteousness. Psalm chapter 32, verses 8. Compassionately, Jesus' love is compassionate, empathizing with our weakness and our struggles. Matthew chapter 9, verses 36. And his love is rich and abundant, overflowing with grace and blessings. John chapter 10, verses 10. But this love is not just true in him. John tells us that this love must be true in me, and it must be true in you. The call to discipleship then comes from God's command to love as Christ loved us. 제자의 부르심은 예수님이 우리를 사랑하듯이 영혼들을 사랑하라는 하느님의 계명에서 시작됩니다. In other words, Jesus is more than just the new standard of love. Jesus now becomes our new example of love. It's not just that Jesus fed the hungry, healed the sick, forgave sins, washed the feet of the disciples, comforted the grieving, welcomed the children, and died on the cross. It's also that he did so personally, intimately, patiently, gently, compassionately, and sacrificially for you, for me, for KCPC, and the universal body of the church. In other words, brothers and sisters, we must know Christ's love personally so that we can love one another in our discipleship as Christ loved us. Is Christ's love in you this morning? This is a love that must travel from heaven to your mind and then into your heart so that our discipleship will reflect the heart of our discipler, Jesus Christ. So that when our discipleship for all generations becomes difficult, and it will, we have this promise that John tells us that the darkness is passing away and the true light, the light of Jesus, is already shining every time we point others to Jesus and we live it out in our lives. So then, what should we watch out for as we disciple all generations? The second point is this: the call of discipleship is consistent with the commandment of love. 둘째, 제자의 부르심은 사랑의 계명과 일치합니다. And here's the inescapable truth. Discipleship isn't just to transfer knowledge, but to transfer one redeemed heart to another. In verses 9 to 11, John says, "Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes." John frequently explores the theme of light and darkness all throughout his letters. He emphasizes the idea that though we might verbally say, "I love Jesus, I follow Jesus, I know Jesus," I might verbally say I'm connected to Jesus, but our actions might speak otherwise. And certainly to the world, it speaks louder. Specifically, as we harbor hatred towards our brothers and or sisters, we find ourselves entrenched in darkness. In other words, you might be correct that your brother and your sister is in darkness, but if you hate him or her, you too are in darkness as well. We must remember the words of Jesus Christ in John chapter 13, verses 35. "The world will know that you are my disciples by the love you have for one another." Brothers and sisters, others will know. The household of God will know. The world will know. Whether you are walking intimately with the Lord, whether your walk with the Lord is healthy or unhealthy, based on how you love or hate one another in the household of God. Now, what does this mean exactly? It means this: that as Christians, we love to gather together. We love fellowship. We forgive one another as Christ forgave us. We seek reconciliation as best as we can as Christ reconciled us to him. We pray for others as the Holy Spirit prays for us. We approach others graciously as Jesus approaches us. We also seek forgiveness when we have wronged one another. We bring in other Christ-centered brothers and sisters to mediate on issues that go beyond our wisdom and our experience. We will respect the boundaries of others, especially when they say no. This is what it means to abide in the light, by loving people that are so difficult to love, knowing that Christ loved someone just as difficult. He loved you. He loved me. But there's another reason why. We must be careful to not hate one another. It is that Satan exists in the darkness as well. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8. Peter says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." In John chapter 8, verses 44, it reads, "You are of the father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. In other words, brothers, sisters, and friends, in the world there are only two families on earth, the family of God and the family of the devil. And you can tell which family you belong to based on whether you love or hate other brothers and sisters of the faith. And so here's the main idea. Those who claim to follow Christ but harbor hatred for your brothers and your sisters, you also are in spiritual darkness. Only those who demonstrate their love for the brothers and the sisters not only shine the light of Christ in their discipleship, but they're in the light. Therefore, what should we consider as we disciple all generations? The third point. The call of discipleship is nurtured through the commandment of love.
셋째, 제자의 부르심은 사랑의 계명을 통해 자라납니다.
John tells us, I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. When John uses the words little children, he is referring to all Christians. It doesn't matter whether you are a pastor, an elder, a deacon, whether you have been churched all your life, or maybe today is the first time that you have walked into the doors of a church. There are no tiers in Christianity. All of us have equal access to the Father, and we are all called little children because we accept and embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ, which completely addresses the bad news of our souls, the bad news of sin. Our sins have been forgiven, amen? By the blood of Jesus Christ. And there are no tears in Christianity, but like every single family, though there are no tears, there are stages.
지난 화요일 특새 때 이승현 목사님께서 너무 억울하다고 하셨습니다. 기억하죠? 왜냐하면 목사님도 청년인데 계속 교인들이 와서 청년 같은 열정이 너무 보기 좋다고 하셨어요. 근데 저도 억울합니다. 반대로 억울합니다.
왜냐하면 제가 All-Stars, JG 청소년 사역을 할 때 부모님들이 계속 저한테 와서 목사님 어디 있냐고 물어봤어요.
심지어 제 옆에 있는 부장님께 목사님인 줄 알고 인사하시더라고요. 여러분, 저도 목사입니다.
전 딸 둘, 아들 한 명을 둔 아빠입니다. 놀랐죠? 이렇게 보인다고 어린 청년 아닙니다.
저 6년까지 있었어요, 우리 교회.
This past Tuesday, Reverend Seungyoung Lee preached an amazing sermon. And in one of the parts of the sermon, he shared how people often are amazed by his youthful energy, like the young adults in his ministry, even though he is a young adult. I struggle the opposite way. When I used to serve in All-Stars and Joshua Generation, people would come to me and ask, "Where is the pastor?" Sometimes they would go to my director as if he was the pastor right in front of me, and I want everyone to know, that's not okay, I'm the pastor too. In other words, appearances can be deceiving. When John says fathers, young men, and children, he's not talking about physical fathers, the appearance of a young man and children. He's not even addressing just men. He's addressing the entire church. These are the stages of the faith. And in God's wisdom, he has made us some as fathers, young men, and children. We start with fathers. I want you to know that no matter how gifted you are, no matter how prodigious you are, no matter how well you know the scriptures, if you have recently become a Christian, I want you to know that nobody starts here. Fathers know Jesus Christ and his love and have committed to Christ because they have gone through many seasons of life. They have gone through the highs and the lows. They have gone through many sufferings, and they still say at the end, no, this, 예수 사랑 and 오직 예수, amen? Fathers are ready to disciple. They're ready to equip. They're ready to care for the next generation of young men and children. Young men, this is not just young men, this is also our sisters as well. You are beginning to organize your life under the word of God. You are not only a warrior of the faith, you are victorious against the devil because of your faith, in the faith. You're trying to make your life count. You are no longer just sitting and receiving. You are ready to serve because you know 예수 사랑, and you can confidently say 오직 예수 because you know that it is only Jesus that can conquer the devil in you. And to the children, you can be an 80-year-old child of the faith. We're not insulting anyone. But like all children, they bring joy to the church. When we saw our Promised Land students, were we not filled with joy? When we saw them, were we not filled with hope for the next generation? Many of you have messaged me and told me how cute Calvin is. Yes, he's my son. And I want you to know, it takes a lot of work to make him look like that. You have it easy. But anyhow, you need nurture and care. You need to receive proper training and a healthy diet of the word. Consider the different stages of the faith. John talks again about fathers, spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers, and he talks about young men again, but he doesn't talk about the children, new beginners of the faith. Why? Because we don't want to overburden you. But for those of us who are young men and young women, for those of us who are spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers, that burden is our blessing. Amen? So let us now remember that. That the call of discipleship is grounded upon the commandment of love. The call of discipleship is consistent with the commandment of love. And lastly, the call of discipleship is nurtured through the commandment of love, so that we can all declare together, 예수 사랑 and 오직 예수. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy, which are new every morning. Though you could snap your finger and make us all into spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers, Father, Lord, you have taught us to become spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers through discipleship of all generations. I pray, Father God, Lord, that today your people were well fed through your word, that they know 예수 사랑 and 오직 예수 personally, that they might be able to love one another in this way. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for every spiritual father and spiritual mother of KCPC. We thank you for all the young men and all the young women of the faith. And we thank you for all the new children of the faith that knows your love and knows that only you are the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.